You can be forgiven if you think the speeches of yesterday sound vaguely familiar.
Over the last 2 years, we've made progress. But clearly, too many Americans haven't felt that progress yet. And they told us that yesterday. And as president, I take responsibility for that.
And it's all just a little bit of history repeating.
I'm obviously disappointed with the outcome of the election. And as the head of the Republican Party, I share a large part of the responsibility.
It's my fault we haven't delivered back to the American people what they want on that. I have to accept that responsibility.
Actually, I thought we were going to do fine yesterday. Shows what I know.
It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Thursday, November 4th. Ah, politics, where you can just resurrect the speeches of the 10 years before. And
Regrets. The three presidents there after some bad dates.
That's right. My fault.
All right. Sorry. Let's get a check on the morning's top news. We begin in Haiti, where the number of people known to have died from the cholera outbreak has spiked this week. Health officials say 105 people have died in the past 5 days, and that brings the total number to 442. And there's also been a 40% jump in new cases. They stand now at 7,000. Dr. Jordan Tapero is the chief team leader for the Centers for Disease Control in Haiti.
Cholera is still on the rise, and people in Haiti are really in increased risk of cholera, even if there wasn't a tropical storm coming.
Tapero is referring to the storm, Tropical Storm Tomas, which is barreling towards Haiti and is expected to hit the island tomorrow. Todd Kimberland is with the National Hurricane Center.
The big story here won't be the wind necessarily, it'll be the heavy rains. Because Haiti is very mountainous, there could be 5 to 10 inches of rain near the higher terrain, and there could be isolated amounts that are even higher than that.
It's a worst-case scenario for Haiti, and officials are advising more than a million earthquake survivors to leave their tent camps before Tomas arrives, but most have simply nowhere to go.
Leaders of the new Republican majority in the House are setting their sights on repealing President Obama's health care overhaul. The president says he's not going back to the days where people with pre-existing conditions couldn't get health insurance.
I don't think that you'd have a strong vote for people saying, you know, those are provisions I want to eliminate.
President Obama says there is room to negotiate, though, on tax cuts and energy. And let's update some of the undecided races. In Washington, Democratic Senator Patty Murray has expanded her lead over Republican challenger Dino Rossi to about 25,000 votes. That race is still not called. In Alaska, they won't start counting the votes until next week. But write-in candidate Lisa Murkowski appears to be building her edge over Tea Party Republican Joe Miller. And it is finally settled in Colorado. Democrat Michael Bennett has won the Senate race there.
The Pentagon is proposing a $250 million aid fund to help Yemen's military. That's an almost $100 million increase from this year's aid package. The money would go toward equipment and training. And YouTube has removed sermons from Anwar al-Awlaki from its site. The American-born cleric based in Yemen posted hundreds of videos calling for violence against the West.
Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is defending the Fed's decision to buy $600 billion worth of government bonds in a bid to stimulate the economy. Critics are worried about rising inflation, but Bernanke says the Fed pumped $1.7 trillion into the economy during the financial crisis 2 years ago, and inflation didn't budge. John Sylvia, the chief economist at Wells Fargo, says we're breaking new ground here.
This is clearly uncharted waters, and that's why we talk about $600 billion program, but they're only going to do $75 billion per month. So in other words, they've got a long-run objective, but they're only going to take it one step at a time.
Both the Dow and NASDAQ actually closed at two-year highs yesterday coming off the midterm elections. And looking at the markets, Asian and European markets are up now, and our futures as well. The Dow starts at 11,215, the S&P at 1,197, and the NASDAQ at 2,540. Well, the elections are over. The Republicans take over the House. But does politics really grade in a curve? If the Republicans are on the rise, do the Democrats have to be on the decline? Consensus versus gridlock, what's your preference? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
Next up, the president took responsibility for his party's losses in Tuesday's elections. But how's he going to shift? What's he going to do? We'll preview Obama's 2.0 in just a minute.